This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Well, good morning. We're talking to you about the trade setup for today. And in fact, this particular trade setup has been brought to you by BSE, India's oldest stock exchange. We are looking at a very weak global as well as, you know, Asian markets handover for today's Monday morning. Most of the Europe as well as the US markets ended trade deep in the red. The Dow Jones closed lower by over 1.6%. And in fact, this particular week has lost almost 4%. Now, when you're talking about the Dow Jones, it ended at a fresh low as far as 2022 is concerned. And the index closed below 30,000 for the first time since June 17th. Now, on the back of all of these worries, Goldman Sachs was forced to cut its year-end S&P 500 target, and it has cited the following worries, and they believe that these overhangs will continue to persist across equity markets. Now, when you're talking about some of the key overhangs that they have cited, number one is the rising rates. Number two, worry of a very hard landing as far as the Fed's controlling of inflation is concerned, and also worries of a recession is something that they believe will impact equity market returns. Now, when you're talking about currency markets, the dollar continues to remain quite strong. In fact, the British pound has spooked investors across the currency markets, with a 37-year low being seen on that particular currency. Oil prices continues to remain the sole bright spot as far as the Indian markets are concerned. It is Brent futures are now below the $90 per barrel. Asian markets today morning have traded with deep cuts. The opening has been quite weak. Over 2% cut seen as far as the morning trade in Asian markets is concerned. LGX Nifty is trading with cuts of almost 200 points versus the futures Friday close of 17,335. So a sharp gap down start is being seen as far as the Indian markets are concerned.